Ye Shall Receive Power, April 27. Able to discern truth from error. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. The truth is efficient, and through obedience its power changes the mind into the image of Jesus. It is the truth as it is in Jesus that quickens the conscience and transforms the mind, for it is accompanied to the heart by the Holy Spirit. There are many who, lacking spiritual discernment, take the bare letter of the word and find that unaccompanied by the Spirit of God, it quickens not the soul, it sanctifies not the heart. One may be able to quote from the Old and the New Testament, may be familiar with the commands and promises of the Word of God, but unless the Holy Spirit sends the truth home to the heart, enlightening the mind with divine light, no soul falls upon the rock and is broken. For it is the divine agency that connects the soul with God. Without the enlightenment of the Spirit of God, we shall not be able to discern truth from error, and shall fall under the masterful temptations and deceptions that Satan will bring upon the world. We are near the close of the controversy between the Prince of Light and the Prince of Darkness. And soon the delusions of the enemy will try our faith, of what sort it is. Satan will work miracles in the sight of the beast, and deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. But though the Prince of Darkness will work to cover the earth with darkness, and with gross darkness the people, the Lord will manifest his converting power. A work is to be accomplished in the earth similar to that which took place at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the days of the early disciples, when they preached Jesus and him crucified. Many will be converted in a day, for the message will go with power. It can then be said, "Our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost." It is the Holy Spirit that draws men to Christ, for he takes of the things of God, and shows them unto the sinner. Jesus said, "He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you."